Hello?
Hi, good evening. This is Jessica of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. And we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Great. In which county do you currently reside?
Texas.
And are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Thank you. And so, thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Is that Republican, Democrat, or do you vote independent of party?
Independent.
And although you vote for the person and not one of the major parties, when you have had to choose between two candidates of whom you know a little about, have you tended to vote for the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. And on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for President and Congress.
Somewhat interested.
On a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 meaning not at all
Five.
Interested and 10 meaning... Thank you. And on most issues, do you consider yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Now, here is the first name. Adam Hinojosa, positive or negative impression?
No comment or no real choice. I don't know much about him.
That's okay. How about Greg Abbott, positive or negative impression?
Negative.
Would that be a strong negative or just somewhat negative impression?
Strong negative.
Thank you. Next is Kamala Harris. Positive or negative impression?
I'm in the middle.
Okay. Well, next is Morgan Lamantia. Positive or negative impression?
Negative.
Would that be a strong or just somewhat negative impression?
Somewhat.
Next, the Democratic Party. Positive or negative impression?
I'm in the middle.
Next is Donald Trump. Positive or negative impression?
Negative.
Will that be strong or just somewhat negative impression?
Strong.
Okay. Next, Dan Patrick. Positive or negative impression?
Negative.
Will that be strong or just somewhat negative impression?
Strong negative.
Next is the Republican Party. Positive or negative impression?
In the middle.
Okay. Now, if the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, Oliver Chase, Libertarian, Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Jill Stein, Green Party?
Kamala.
if the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Colin Allred, Democrat, Ted Cruz, Republican, or Ted Brown, Libertarian?
The Democrat.
Now, for which one of the following candidates would you vote if the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Morgan Lamantia, Democrat, Adam Hinojosa, Republican, or Robin Vargas, Green Party?
Sorry, Adam Hinojosa.
Pardon?
Adam
Hinojosa. And do you... Yeah, got that, thank you. Now, do you think Morgan Lamantia has done her job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
Give someone else a chance.
Now, I would like to read you some information from the public record and the news reports about the candidates for State Senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Now, here is the first statement. Adam Hinojosa trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and opposes defunding the police. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Can you repeat those again?
Sure thing. Adam Hinojosa trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and opposes defunding the police. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Somewhat more likely.
Next, Adam Hinojosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates 5 businesses working hard to grow and revitalize our area. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Somewhat less likely.
Abortion supporter Morgan Lamantia is against the fundamental right to life for the unborn. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
More likely.
Adam Hinojosa supports continuing to increase the homestead exemption so homeowners' property taxes can be reduced. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Much more likely.
Morgan Lamantia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texans. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Much more likely.
To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Somewhat more likely.
Morgan Lamantia opposed stopping local governments from mandating vaccines and requiring people to wear masks. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Somewhat more likely.
Adam Hinojosa had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Much less likely.
Morgan Lamantia is currently campaigning against Windstorm's insurance rate increases, but when she has a chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Adam Hinojosa will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race and gender theory and bring sanity back to our school policies. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote.
Much less likely.
Morgan Lamantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote.
Some more less likely.
Thank you. Next, Morgan Lamantia voted in favor of so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somewhat less likely.
Morgan Lamantia is in favor of sexually explicit performances, including drag queen shows, front children under 18, and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning, queer advocacy group. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Much more likely.
Morgan Lamantia opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
More likely.
Was that much more likely or somewhat more likely?
More likely.
Pardon me?
I said much more likely.
Thank you. Now, Morgan Lamantia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Can you repeat that question?
Sure thing. Morgan Lamantia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business.
Her family beer business?
Yes. Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote? Sorry, you're breaking up.
I said somewhat less likely to vote.
Thank you. Now, Morgan Lamantia voted against ballot security and for election fraud when she opposed bills that would confirm a voter's residence in order to vote. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somewhat more likely.
Adam Hinojosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somewhat less likely.
Adam Hinojosa supports securing our border to protect our families. much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somewhat less likely.
Morgan Lamantia is working against jobs in our area by opposing adding any more natural gas plant in Texas. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, much less likely to vote.
Somewhat more likely.
Morgan Lamantia supports boys competing in girls' sports. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote.
Somewhat less likely.
According to Nueces County records, Adam Inahosa's restaurant had been inspected 3 times, and inspectors found roaches and flies present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Can you repeat the question?
Absolutely. According to Nueces County records, Adam Inahosa's restaurant had been inspected 3 times, and inspectors found roaches and flies present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Much less likely.
Adam Inahosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs in our communities. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Repeat that one more time.
Absolutely. Adam Inahosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs in our communities.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely to vote?
Oh, somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Adam Inahosa believes we must protect innocent life and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies, and that's why he will provide better, more accessible health care for our mothers and children. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. And now, having heard more about them, for which one of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? Morgan Lamantia, Democrat. Adam Inahosa, Republican, or Robin Vargas, Green Party?